doing to try to protect yourself from the terrible things that lie ahead. Over the last about 10 years, we've lost over 50,000 manufacturing institutions, 50,000 factories. They're not coming back again. Certainly, some of our production has been done overseas. It's coming back to America, and it's being done by robots. The jobs are going. We have certainly no more people, certainly fewer people actually employed today than we had back in 1950. The jobs are simply disappearing, and nobody wants to talk about it. 48.8 million Americans on food stamps, 100 million Americans on Medicare and Medicaid, at least according to Senator Tom Coburn in his book, The Debt Bomb, and suddenly a growing number of people on Social Security as the baby boomers retire, and there is no trust fund. It's a Ponzi scheme, and the whole thing is going down. They keep telling us things are getting better. Oh, my goodness, things are getting better. Why we took in so much money about tax time this year, and that's true. Everybody was selling things so that they wouldn't get stuck with the higher taxes for this year, but by next year, why, things are going to be really very, very tight. And we're going to have even larger deficits than before, although they're not going to tell you that. Bella D. Cederstrom, tell us your interpretation of what's going on today.
Well, things certainly are not improving. I mean, you mentioned the manufacturing, and for May, the manufacturing shrank at the fastest pace in 4 years. So, again, it's showing the slowdowns in business and certainly holding back our economy. There is no growth to this economy, not only to this economy, but global manufacturing is also struggling. We even see from China that they indicated that some of their smaller factories contracted at a faster pace in May. So, again, what happens here happens everywhere. We're the world economies, to some degree, we are connected globally. There is a global economy, and it is struggling. And unfortunately, we used to be we were the ones in front. We were the ones that controlled the economies. We were the economy, and everyone looked up to us. But now we're certainly at a time and place that we're losing jobs. People have no way to work. They can't find work. And you continue to see our services, the Medicaid and Social Security and food stamps and all sorts of benefits increase because there's no jobs. And these people are being left behind. The only reason the number of employment is dropping is due to people that have given up. And people that have given up, government does not care. The government is not being responsible in creating jobs. They continue to lose our position to other cheaper labor forces around the world.
And of course, with the Obamacare, if you have a business and you can cut back to less than 50 people, you don't have to worry about Obamacare. If you have more than 50 people, you have to insure them under Obamacare. So what are they doing? What do you think they're doing? Ladies and gentlemen, they're laying people off to get their labor force down. And basically, of course, it's going to be extremely expensive to provide your health care insurance because, of course, the people who are paying the insurance are going to have to pay for all the other people that are coming in that are going to be getting free Medicaid. We've created not an Affordable Health Care Act, that's what they call it. That's just, they laugh and they laugh that you're stupid enough to believe that. This is going to be a disaster for our economy and for our health care.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 in the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enamel number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House number 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. My guest is Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. If you're out there in the listening audience, have a question or comment, give us a call at 1-888. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But they manipulate the price of gold and silver. Everything is illusionary, and right now they're trying to discourage people from buying gold and silver because anybody who knows what's going on realizes, of course, that they're creating $85 billion a month and pumping it into the economy, and that's the only thing that's keeping the American economy going, that and very low interest rates. Furthermore, we're creating trillions of dollars and giving it to other banks throughout the world to keep the whole financial system afloat. And basically, of course, these people in charge realize, of course, the only real currency is gold and silver. It has been for thousands of years. And they've manipulated the price down. How do they do that, Melody?
Well, you have, number one, you have the massive media. I mean, it's all been paper trading to push it down. You had the 200-point drop in April and almost 2 months ago where they dropped it 200 points. And day in, day out, I get asked the same question. Do you believe it's going to go to 1,200 before it goes higher? And listening to all the mainstream media programs, this is what they're discussing, 1,200 gold. And I find it's always amazing that people are more apt to believe 1,200 gold than they are 1,600 gold, because they hear it from mainstream media. And, of course, you know, what these folks do is they're following the chart. In a rigged market, in a manipulated market, to me, charts really don't apply. Sure, they can give you some technicals. You can look and maybe see the trend. It will help you with the trend. And maybe, I believe, some of the inexperienced might trade on those trends. However, in a rigged market, in a manipulated market, you may as well throw those charts out because they won't apply. Because when they're manipulated by the paper markets, they can move markets in any direction. You have all these computers that are controlling the trading. So, you know, it's not people that are doing it, it's these computers that are doing it. They all have prearranged numbers. So very difficult to follow the charts when you have a manipulated market. And I believe we're going to see 1,500 before we see 1,200. I think when they hit gold two back in April at 200, they threw everything at it and they got a 200 point drop. And I think this 1400 level is very critical. And it's good to see that it's up in the aftermarket over 1400. So I'd like to see it close above 1400 come this Friday and build a little bit of base there at that level. And that should give us an indication. But sure, they can come in and they can hit it. But I think we're being set up. I think the damage was done. They couldn't bring it to, if they thought that they could bring 1200 to gold in April, they would. And I think they failed. They were not successful. And because the buying was to the physical market was too strong at that point in time. So I believe that is a resistance that they failed to see. So we'll have to see how it plays out. But folks, you know, people try to time the markets, and it's almost impossible. And particularly when you're buying real gold and real silver, it's not paper. It's an item you take physical delivery of, and you put it away. It is your safety net. It is your savings account. And once you have that metal, you put it away. There's various times through various economies that you, the percentage of gold that you own can vary. And I believe right now we need to own a higher percentage of gold and silver than, let's say, we did 20 years ago. But the fundamentals for gold and silver today are, I believe, stronger than they ever have. And particularly even 3 years ago, I believe economically, I believe our financial system, we're far worse off today than we were 3 years ago.
And I agree with you totally, Melody. And basically, the government is lying. They've lied about everything. They lied in 1986 about the number of people that they were going to make illegal immigrants. You know, they said there's only about a million of them. There were really 3 million. They said, oh, my goodness, you know, let us have this immigration law, and we'll simply secure the borders, and we'll never have this problem again. And they lied. And then they said, you know, we will never ask for another amnesty bill. This is it, 1986. And they lied about that. Just like the fellow from the IRS is lying, oh, we're not going to have any more problems. We're going to take care of this. Ladies and gentlemen, Congressman Ron Paul, when he was on the House Banking Committee, repeatedly asked for an audit of the gold held by the Federal Reserve System. They absolutely refused it. A number of congressmen have requested an audit. The government simply has refused that. Germany recently asked to get its gold back. We were holding, I don't know, 300 million ounces of their gold. And what happened? Why, they said, well, you can't have it back. We'll give it back to you incrementally over a seven-year period. Why won't they give it back? Because they don't have it. Because they've lent this gold out repeatedly to finance all their socialist programs and all their wars. And ladies and gentlemen, they know how important gold is. If it weren't important, they would certainly have gotten rid of it all a long time ago. Why are they hanging on to it? Because they know that basically the whole thing is eventually going to collapse. In fact, certainly, if you go back to 1966 and read the essay that Alan Greenspan wrote on gold, and you can just type in on your search engine, Alan Greenspan, Essay Gold, 1966, you can find it. And when Congressman Ron Paul asked Alan Greenspan, oh, this was about 3 or 4 years ago, if he would autograph a copy of that essay, Alan Greenspan agreed to it at that time. Of course, he was still the chairman of the Federal Reserve. This must have been, what, 2005 or so. And then Ron Paul said, you know, I said then to Alan Greenspan, but perhaps you really wouldn't want to autograph this essay of yours, 1966, because, of course, this is not what you've done. And Alan Greenspan looked at him and said, Congressman Paul, I recently reread that article, and I wouldn't change a word of it. I wouldn't change a word of it. And basically, I remember Ron Paul even commented on that it had changed at the time. And I believe it's true. I think that they know the truth. They just don't want you to know the truth. And before this is over, I believe most of the American people are going to be impoverished, those that have gone along with the system. And if you go to a financial advisor, he will certainly ridicule gold. Why? Because if you have gold, you don't need a financial advisor, and your money will be secure. You may not make anything, but at least you'll preserve your wealth. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we've got Marie calling from Washington State. Hi, Marie. How are we doing?
I'm fine. Thank you, Dr. Stan. I just wanted a bit of advice from you and your guests. I have some money in an IRA, not a lot, but I don't want to lose it. And, you know, listening to you all, it sounds like that it will be lost if it stays in that. What would be your advice to put it into a gold IRA?
All right, Melody, what do you think? Suddenly Maria is asking, would she be better to take her gold in the IRA, her money in the IRA and put it into a gold IRA? But Marie, before Melody answers that, can you take the money out? How much of a fine or how much would you lose if you took the money out or if you borrowed on the money there?
Well, I'm past the age limit, so there wouldn't be a penalty age-wise.
So there would not be a penalty to take the money out?
No.
Okay, fine. What would you tell Marie then? Should she take the money out? Should she convert the money in the IRA into gold and have the custodian hold that for her? What would you tell her, Melody?
Well, Marie, if you're looking for something that carries the least amount of risk, it would be to pull the funds out, buy gold, and take physical delivery of it. You can
just pay the taxes on it and just go ahead and
We're not financial planners, and I can't give advice, but what I would do is I would just pull it out. I would hold my taxes. I wouldn't pay them now. But when you're purchasing your gold, plan a certain portion of it to sell next year to pay your taxes. At least that way you can take advantage of any increase of gold that we might see. I mean, it'll be a whole year before you need to pay your taxes. So you'd be taking advantage of any increases of gold that we might see from now until next March or April. So
that would be safer then than just putting it and rolling it over into another IRA.
I believe if you roll it over to another IRA, I believe having gold and silver in there carries less of a risk than if you kept it in paper or money or cash that you currently hold. I believe,
but it would still be safer to go ahead and pay the tax and pull it out.
That carries the least amount of risk.
Okay. Basically, we are not financial advisors, Marie, but I've been a historian. I've been doing this for over 50 years, and I agree with what Melody is saying. Anything else you'd like to ask?
Well, I think that gets it. Advise me one more time about the age for the IRAs. I believe it's in the
60s? I can't tell you.
Well,
it's
59 and a half.
59 and a half, okay.
59 and a half, and then you're allowed to take some distributions, and then I think it's up to the 70, 71, 72 to where you need to withdraw it, but it's 59 and a half.
Okay. Anything else at all there?
I think that gets it. Thank you so much.
Okay, God bless. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Marie.
Is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Melody Cederstrom. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Have you ever thought of what would happen if there was an EMP attack or certainly a massive solar flare? And believe me, of course, I will tell you, the people in Washington, D.C., I'm in contact with are frightened to death at this prospect. Or it would simply wipe out all the financial assets all across America, and anything that somebody else was holding for you would simply become a remembrance of things past, because all the electronic records would be gone. My number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888 888- 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, sure to do what you said. Being free of diseases, real well. Home for Health.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom, and Discount Gold and Silver. And Melody, how can people get in touch with you and learn something what you would have to offer? Go ahead. Just put out your website and your telephone number. And if you're out there in the listening audience, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, ladies and gentlemen. But do not put off making whatever arrangements you're going to make or diversify into several things, but get out certainly of simply having your money in the bank or in bonds. And basically the stock market is, I believe, set for a popping of the bubble. And when it goes down, why, hang on to your hat. I think most of the people in the stock market are either very naive or very foolish, and I think they're going to end up very, very poor. Start making arrangements and plans now. Do not put it off. How can people get in touch with the Melody?
They can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Or they can visit the website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. They can sign up with our weekly newsletter, and, of course, we have radio programs that we call archive on a daily basis on the program that we do, Financial Survival. And I think it's so important, and there's so much there's so much information about gold and silver, both to the pro and both to the con, why you should and why you shouldn't, where you should buy it, where you should store it. And I would be confused, particularly with the onset of internet. I was reading an email earlier today, and this one person was writing and saying that he's been in junior miners to get out of the system. Well, it's okay to have junior miners, but don't think you're out of the system just because you have junior miners. I mean, if you think you're out of the system, you really don't know what the system is. And he's nervous about storing it in his home. And the suggestion was that, well, you shouldn't keep anything close to you that you wouldn't be willing to give up under a stressful situation. And maybe you could store it in Singapore. And it's like, Dr. Stan, I just don't understand how anybody would even consider having your gold stored in Singapore unless you have the capability of getting on a plane and going there to retrieve it. And our rule of thumb is if you move your gold offshore, you better go with it. You live with your gold. You do take precautions if you store your gold in your home. I would rather store, if I had so much that I didn't want to store it at my home, I would feel safe, more safe, having it in the bank down the street in a safety deposit box than someplace in Singapore or the Purse Mint where I just get certificates or all these other places that are popping up, all these storage facilities. I was looking at a storage facility today from a firm from the, I don't know, they were down around Texas, Oklahoma, down around there, the area. You don't know who owns them. They're in the same place as another popular precious metals dealer. So you pretty much have to think that, you know, they're either owned by the precious metals dealer. I don't know, but you have to be so very careful. In Florida, there's a precious metals dealer. They're all opening up their own storage facilities. How do you know your gold is not being used for their product? I mean, I'm not saying that it is, but that's the risk that you take. And I'm sorry, I don't believe in this day and age that we should take additional risk because there's so much risk out there. It's best just buy your gold, you take physical delivery. There is things that you can do to protect yourself a little bit more if you have enough money to where you have gobs of gold and silver in your home. And there are ways that you can do it. You can split it up and store it in various places, but try to keep it as close as you can to where you have access to it. So if some sort of an event happens, if you can, you can get down there and take it out and take it home. You can always put it back, but if your gold is across the world, it's there. And if you think that for any minute that it's really safe there, and I can't say it's not safe, but, and I just don't understand, be very careful out there, folks. And it could all be well and good, and you could store it here and there in Timbuktu, and you could be fine. But in today's day and age, I wouldn't take the risk.
And I think there's three rules of investing. They are diversify, diversify, diversify. And if you have a gold and silver, you have them in several places. Do not have it all in one place. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you've got a lot of gold, maybe you want to have some in Singapore, but you want to have most of it where you can lay your hands on it, because you may never be able to get to Singapore. We could be entering certainly a whole different world in the very near future. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. But these are the times you should make your preparations. Don't wait until it's too late.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Melody Cedarstrom. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Melody, this is, as far as I can see, one of the best opportunities for buying gold and silver I've seen, especially for buying silver with the price down 22.80, 22.90, somewhere in there. I haven't seen such a great opportunity for buying silver. It's almost down 50% from what it was here a couple of years ago. Why aren't people rushing in and buying gold and silver?
Well, we had a pretty good rush back in April when it dropped 200 points, and then I think they continue to hear that everything is going to drop. I hear many comments that silver is going to 20. I hear many comments that gold is going to 1,200. So I think they wait and see. And usually when we get to this point, it just tells me that it isn't going lower. These people are all waiting, and the next thing you know, it's going to be closer to 1,500 and 1,600, and then they'll say, oops, I missed the boat, and I won't get in at all. And it happens, and it's happened for as long as I've been in this business. Everybody tries to time the market. And when you're buying gold, it's totally different than buying shares. You buy gold, you take physical delivery, and you put it away. The premiums were a little bit hefty on the Silver Eagles. They have come down significantly. The premium right now is probably maybe, I don't know, 40 cents. Higher than it normally is, so the premiums have dropped significantly. Delivery is speedy. Though the small fractional 1/10 ounce Gold Eagles that they stopped minting a month ago, they're back on the market. So it does tell me that the buying has slowed down across the country a little bit in order for everyone to get caught up. These are great times to be purchasing because things are not going to get better. The economy and all the things that we talk about are coming. There is a day of reckoning.
No, there's
people are not getting better jobs. They're not getting better. We talk about the pension plans and retirement plans and legislation to adjust them and for the government to tinker with them and to perhaps offer annuities. I believe some sort of an event will have to happen in order for people to openly accept a plan by the government. So people will lose. They're not going to allow the baby boomers to walk away with trillions of dollars out of these pension accounts and retirement accounts. So they will have to adjust them. And everybody knows the stock market is being held up by the government, but yet everyone, that's all everyone is talking about. Oh, the Dow hit another record. You know, the Dow consists of 30 companies. Let's take a look at the NASDAQ. It hit a peak of 5,000, and yet we're only a little over 3,000. It never made its way back. So, I mean, everything is an illusion. Everything is distorted, and but the confidence of the people, the consumers, is very high, and it's all based on the stock market. Their spending habits pick up. Automobiles. The percent of automobiles for the month of May increased. Why? Because consumers' confidence is higher because of the stock market. And that's why when you have a fiat currency, it's all about confidence. When you have an economy that runs on 70% consumption, it's very difficult to keep it going. It's all based on debt, but we're beginning to see debt flow. I mean, we're beginning to see loans flow again. These people who are purchasing automobiles, doesn't matter what your credit is, they're giving loans to everybody. So the problem still exists, and they only continue to increase in severity.
And, of course, you can get by a car and nothing down, you know, no interest rate. And suddenly, basically, it just doesn't cost you anything to buy that car. There's no interest rate you're going to have to pay. Well, basically, you can't keep doing this sort of thing. Remember, the only thing that's keeping the economy going is the fact that the Federal Reserve System is using quantitative easing, which is simply a fancy term. They love these fancy terms because they figure you can't figure out what they're all about. It simply means you create money out of nothing and you pour it into the economy and you do it month in, month out, $85 billion a month. And as long as you can continue doing that and keeping interest rates down around 0.5% or 0.25% or even 0%, why, of course, the economy doesn't fall apart. But once you stop putting all that money in, why, the economy does collapse. We're actually financing banks all throughout the world to keep them from collapsing because most of the banks have lent out far more money than they have on hand. And it's all simply fallacious. It's all illusion and delusion. And one of these days, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to see reality. And what that does, why, of course, the people who are in the fiat money system are going to find their life savings, their pensions, their insurance policies, everything that they have, their money in the bank, simply rapidly lose its value. It's happened in every other country that's ever been on a fiat money system. There is no incidence in all history where a nation has been on a fiat money system where that nation has survived. And if you've never read the book, Fiat Money, Inflation in France, we carry it. Fiat Money, Inflation in France, it was written well over 100 years ago, and it was based on what had happened in France several hundred years ago in 1789, when, of course, they tried exactly what they're doing today and with exactly the same results that we are going to experience. Well, certainly our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Once again, Melody, tell our listeners how to get in touch with you, your website, your telephone number. And then what do you tell people when they call and ask what they should be doing?
They can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. The website, dgscoins.com. DGS for discount gold, silver, coins, coins.com is the website. And what we tell clients is we educate them. We tell them about the various coins. We tell them about the best values, something that you don't hear anywhere anymore. Normally, product is just pushed down people's throat, but sometimes there's a better product to purchase at a particular time than another. And so we look for value. We look for the best pricing. and we're very competitive. And I do comparison shopping with online sellers of gold and silver, and we're right there and competitive. And if I did strictly online selling, I'd probably blow their prices out of the water. But we put our funds back into education. We promote radio programs, and because it is all about education, not just about gold and silver, but everything that is going on in this country. People need to know the truth. And they need to learn, they need to take control of their finances, and they need to change and prepare, not only with gold and silver and financially, but, you know, have food storage, have water supplies. There's lots of things folks can do to better themselves in times of difficult times. So that's what we talk to our clients about. So we're very competitive in price. And we ship very quickly, and we have quality products. People don't call us and say these coins are in bad condition. All the items are looked at before they're sent out. And if I receive coins from my buyers, I return them if I don't think they don't pass my quality inspection. So we take care of our customers. We protect our customers. We want to build a relationship with our clients, because there will be a day when they sell their product, and we want to be here for that also. And we want to build that relationship so when they sell their product, they know when they send their product, they will get a check or a bank wire in a very short period of time. So it's very, very important. And sometimes saving 10 cents on an item or a dollar or $2, sometimes it really isn't worth it because they're not building anything with that person, with that dealer. And if the price is too low, then I would have to think there might be something wrong. It would make me question, why is someone that much less expensive? So you have to be very careful.
Well, now I know you prefer gold over silver. Some people prefer silver over gold. Some people say you ought to be half and half. Well, why do you prefer gold over silver? Once again, if you're out there in the listening audience, this is an important subject. If you want to preserve your wealth, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But certainly, what should, why do you prefer people buying gold over silver? Why do you advocate that?
I don't prefer gold over silver. I look at fundamentals, and I believe the fundamentals for gold is preservation of your wealth. And I believe silver is more for a state of more of a checking account for spending, and to speculate on the larger increases. I don't want to put all my hard-earned funds into something that might be a little more volatile. And again, it all comes back to suitability. I have many clients that are 100% in silver, but they understand silver, they understand the volatility, and they have more wealth than, you know, they can weather the volatility of silver. So I believe the key thing in this whole thing that we face, that day of reckoning that I believe is approaching, it's preserving your purchasing power. Gold is the monetary metal. Silver is more of an industrial metal right now. And so you have to just look at the fundamentals and weigh them. And I believe when silver is lower, we can afford a lower percentage of our overall portfolio. But as the silver prices rise, then you can increase the percentage overall of your portfolio only because you need more ounces of silver in there. I do believe you need both, and I believe it's a suitability factor on each client. And, of course, each client also has their own investment objective. And most of them is they just want to keep what they have, and they like silver for bartering, and they like silver to take advantage of the bigger increases of silver, which is fine, but positioned properly. It's all about being balanced in a portfolio. It's all about looking at things logically and again, balancing the portfolio. So gold is the savings account. Silver is the checking account. Well, now, that's how I view things.
All right. But basically, what about certainly the silver eagles? How much are they over spot price of silver?
Right now they're running a little over $3 for boxes of 500. So
okay,
$3 over spot.
Okay, now what about these silver bars, the 100-ounce silver bars? Are they a marketable item?
You know, bars were popular when they didn't have coins. I think people are always better off if they have a government-minted coin. Usually the resale value is a little bit better. It's more recognizable and acceptable because it's minted by the government. Bars were popular when there weren't coins available. The American Eagle series was only started production in 1986. So prior to that, bars were very important. Now, as we've come along and the whole industry has evolved, I think if you're looking to put large amounts of money into gold or silver, bars are fine. But if you're looking for smaller purchases, I don't think the savings is significant enough in order to justify a bar over a coin.
Well, what would a bar of silver be over spot price? Do you have any idea what it would be at this time?
For silver?
Yes,
You can range anywhere from 65 cents to a buck. To a dollar over.
Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And if you have a question or comment for our guest, why, this is time to ask. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver. And Melody's been with us, I think, 8 or 9 years, something like that. Anyway, God, it's been a long time, and certainly we've never had any complaints at all about the way she's treated people. And that's unusual. I will have to tell you, we've had several people advertising gold and silver with us, and we finally had some of them I like very much. But I finally had to tell them, we can't keep you on as advertisers with us because of this, that, or the other thing. And, of course, people don't take good care of our listeners. That's where my primary obligation is, but I feel very comfortable with Melody on our program because I don't hesitate to recommend her. I think she's inscrutably honest. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. But I really think that we're facing what probably the last great buying opportunity people are going to have. And yet so many people are simply sitting on the sidelines right now as if, well, the things that we're going to, but they're believing what they're getting off the internet and certainly what they're being told, certainly the price is going to go lower. And when I hear that to me, that certainly is a indication we probably reached the bottom. Remember, we are all manipulated by the people who control our reality, and they do such an excellent job of it. Wouldn't you agree, Melody?
Absolutely, they do. It just amazes me, the comments that you hear on mainstream media about gold, and they laugh when it goes down. I've heard them actually come out and say, we can't wait till it goes low. I mean, it's also, as far as a lot of your newspapers, I've been told, like on the Wall Street Journal, they've seen more ads about gold in the past couple months than they ever have in the past 15 years they've been reading it. And so there's a lot of focus on gold. And so if it didn't mean something, if it wasn't worth something, the focus wouldn't be there. So they know what's going on. They don't want you to own it.
And they know, of course, that there is no instance in all history where a nation or society has gone on to a fiat money system where that system has survived. And I will tell you, Sydney, if you don't believe what I'm saying, get Time Magazine, and believe it was the 12th of May, an article there by Richard Haass, president of the Council on Foreign Relations, member of the Trilateral Commission, one of this little group of probably 30 or 40 people who run America. And basically, read what he says. And in this article, he talks about how our current financial situation is not sustainable. It's not sustainable. It's not a matter of if this financial house comes down. It's a matter of when. And basically, of course, he's informing the elect across the country, the people who really understand who rules America, what the future holds. make your preparations accordingly the next following 2 weeks in Time Magazine, the next article by Zbigniew Brzezinski, the following week by our former ambassador to Afghanistan, who was a member of the Trilateral Commission and the CFR. And all of them talked about the financial straits we're facing. Do not believe things are getting better. One more time, your telephone number, Melody, and I'll let you go.
1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Good night. God bless.
Good night.
We'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Dr.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do what you said. Being free of diseases, real well. Home for Health.
There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out there across America, across the world, that our ministry is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, and you agree with us, and you believe that our message is important, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and as I said, you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, get our four best CDs, tapes of the month, get our monthly newsletter, and certainly you can subscribe to our newsletter. You can get our DVDs, certainly our CD, four CD sets. We've got them on almost every important issue, our four tape sets. But then, of course, we carry the health products. And health products really, I think, are vitally important to maintain your health. And certainly I take magnesium supplements and vitamin D. In fact, I went to see my doctor today, and he was asking if I was taking vitamin D. I assured him I was. But selenium, and certainly we take krill oil, which is an omega-3 oil product. Anyway, of course, if you'd like to know all the various items we carry, most of us, or many of us, we carry ourselves, just call our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927, and get a list of the products that we think are important for you to be taking. So again, our number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And we hope, of course, that you'll give serious consideration to maybe perhaps laying in a supply of Miracle 2 soap products. Certainly, we carry the Big Berkey and Berkey products. We carry a line of spices. Why do we do that? Well, because it raises funds for our program, but also because it enhances the taste of the food. And we've been using these for 20 years. We think they're a great product. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And if any of these things appeal to you, why we hope you get them from us. But even more than that, of course, we hope that you'll lay in a supply of health products, because I really do anticipate there's going to be some sort of a major event. This whole financial house of cards is coming down. And if you have access to the May 7th, May 12th issue of Time magazine, read Richard Haass's article several times, where he says that the current economic system is not sustainable. You can't continue spending the way we are. It's a matter not of if, but when this whole house of cards comes down, which is very similar to what Steve Stockman had said in his classic article in the Wall Street Journal on the 2nd of April that Lindsay Williams has referred to. And it's well worthwhile getting it and reading it. And he basically says this is unsustainable. And it's a matter not if, but when. So make your preparations accordingly. Our whole monetary system is based certainly on a fiat money system, and it is not going to survive. And certainly if you have any questions about this, certainly you need to read the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. The Creature from Jekyll Island by Ed Griffin, which we carry, which is certainly an outstanding book. It's a classic, and will give you tremendous insight into what's really going on behind the scenes. There is a cabal that runs our country. And basically, of course, they control the banking system, not only here, but they interlock with the banking system throughout the world. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And then if you really want to get into the graduate course, you want to read Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. And simply index read it on the central bankers, and he will tell you that they run the world. They hold frequent secret meetings where they plot about how they're going to control things. And remember, of course, Professor Quigley was the leading historian of the last century who understood, of course, the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created to take control of the world. And even though Cecil Rhodes died in 1902, why, of course, the organization he created is in total working control today. We'll be back in a moment.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Servando Gonzalez, who we've had on a number of times through the years. He's written other books, but he's written a new book. It's called I Dare Call It Treason, The Council on Foreign Relations and the Betrayal of America. Again, the title of the book is I Dare Call It Treason, and the subtitle, The Council on Foreign Relations and the Betrayal of America. And it's seldom that I see a book that really has something unique and different to say. Servando has done a wonderful job on this book. We're going to carry it. There's so many great books that come out. I wish we could carry them all, but quite frankly, it isn't really rational. It's impossible to do that. But I think this is a very, very important book. Servando, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Good evening, Dr. Stan. Thank you for inviting me to your program. This book is has a long story. Let me tell you. I think it was in...
basically, of course, as you can tell, Servando has an accent. That's because, of course, he was actually raised in Cuba and came to America. We'll be back in a moment. Go right ahead, Servando.
Yes, I was telling you that it has a long story, this book. Of course, the title is based on John Stormer's groundbreaking book, Known Their Colleague Treason. I told you that it was in 1993, probably. I was driving through northern Louisiana and passed this town called Alexandria. And then I saw a sign of a second-hand bookstore, and I have an addiction for second-hand books. And I saw this small book, Known Their Colleague Treason. And that book was an epiphany. It opened my eyes, I say. And then a few years later, I found Gary Allen, Known Their Colleague Conspiracy. Those books were groundbreaking books, and I think it's Stormy. That was before he wrote the book in the 50s, and then no internet, and he sold more than 10 million copies. And most of what I found in Stormy books about the Bay of Pigs, these guys who conspired with Castro, and a lot of things that I have suspicions, but he really opened my eyes and guided my investigation. Now, I was writing this book. As you know, I have written 4 books in the last 4 years. In 2010, I wrote Psychological Warfare and the New World Order, The Secret War Against the American People, that is, it's selling well, and the reviews in Amazon are amazing. People really like my book. And this is sort of a second part of continuation of Psychological Warfare, but this is totally centered on the Council on Foreign Relations. And then, first of all, I go in a very non-conventional analysis of the Council on Foreign Relations that I will tell you in the next section.
Well, basically, of course, the first book was None Dare Call It Treason, written by John Stormer. Came out in 1964. The second book was written by Gary Allen in 1972. It was called None Dare Call It Conspiracy. And basically, it was these two books really exposed, outed, as it were, the Council on Foreign Relations. But it is certainly that with a key coordinating organization located 58 to 68th Street in New York City, I spent weeks there going through their files. They really are the invisible government, and they certainly are a criminal syndicate. We'll be back in a moment here at Radio Liberty.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. knife with a light from above. From the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with gold. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America.
Don't be late.
No.
White with gold. God bless America. My home.
Right, Pop? Right, son.
Basically, of course, the people don't understand how this all fits together, but Cervando's done a wonderful job of correlating it all. And basically, as Cervando points out, there's an inner core, and then there's an outer core. The inner core, the Council on Foreign Relations, knows what's going on. The outer core really has no idea what's going on. And basically, but one point he stresses, and one of their major goals is to limit the population of the world. And Cervando, you pick up this story. You make the point that they want to get rid of 85% of the world's population.
Yeah.
Why would they want to do that?
Well, the left is still stuck in the in an old paradigm of war for oil and war for greed. But they, for some reason, probably having too much money makes people a lot of, somehow crazy. Even though this is an old idea, it's nothing new. They began talking about this at the beginning of the early in the past century. Well, these people have the idea that the world is overpopulated. There are too many people in this planet, and we are useless eaters, and we are consuming the natural resources that, by natural law, belong to them. And then they cannot allow for that. So their plan is to eliminate at least 85% of the public. By the way, this is in the Georgia Stones. What's the name of the monument in Georgia? Everything is there. And then they have written about this, and they are eugenicists, followers by the Nazis, and they plan to get rid of 85% of the population and reduce the survivors to pre-industrial levels of consumption.
And basically, people like Ted Turner have openly talked about the necessity of getting rid of 85% or 90% of the population of the world. And basically, if you read the writings, certainly of the people, certainly within the upper echelons of this movement, if you haven't read my Population Control Agenda, You'll find it up on the internet, Population Control Agenda. Read it, and you'll find all the quotations from these people calling for the murder and elimination of most of the people on Earth. And
yes.
Basically, the Chinese communists have already financed over 400 million abortions. And who paid for it? Why, International Planned Parenthood. Funded with your tax money. India has actually financed over 400 million abortions. And who paid for it? Why, International Planned Parenthood, with your funding. And certainly, Russia has certainly had over 400 million abortions since the beginning of the last century. And much of this is funded, of course, through the same source. You're funding it, ladies and gentlemen. They use your tax money to kill those little unborn children who'll never laugh and run and have an opportunity to enjoy life. They want them eliminated. They believe that they know what's best for the world, and they will be the one to determine who lives and who dies. And this is why, of course, we don't find treatments for cancer, why effective cancer treatments are outlawed here, why we do have cancer treatments that can cost you maybe $40,000 or $50,000 a year, and they will prolong your life 3 or 4 months with glioblastoma. Avastin, I think, is one of those. It prolongs your life 3 or 4 months, and you're going to put out suddenly $40,000 a year or more. What madness is that? Whereas effective treatments are effectively banned in America, and if you try to use them, they'll put you in prison. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Servando Gonzalez, and we're talking about his book.
Yeah,
I dare call it treason. Go right ahead, Servando.
Yeah, you mentioned that Petrona, but also Cousteau, the French marine biologist, he wrote an article in UNESCO's Courier, but he said that the 300,000 people a day need to be killed to bring sustainability to this planet. And about 3 years ago, there was a very hush-hush secret meeting in New York in the residence of the president of Columbia University, attended by Bill Gates, David Rockefeller, Oprah Winfrey, Mayor Bloomberg,
right.
And a group of people discussing the best way to kill us. I say it was reminiscent of the meeting that the SS had the Reinhard Heydrich and other SS leaders discussing the final solution of the use they are planning. So the two main goals of this CFR conspiracy is creating a new world order, they have to do two things first: depopulation and deindustrialization. The population reduce the level of population in the planet, it's almost 85% or more, killing billions of people, and then reduce the survivors to pre-industrial levels of consumption. There is a film that I saw 7 or 8 months ago called The Hunger Game. And probably the author, Colin Jason, had an idea of representing this, but this is exactly what the New World Order will be about. It's going back to medieval times, but we'll have the masters isolated in their castles in this new edition will be electronic capsule with all the marvels of modern life, and then the medieval serfs in the most abject poverty and misery. That's what they have in mind.
And basically, if you doubt that what Servando is telling you the truth about Jacques Cousteau having called for the elimination of 350 1,000 people a day, 350,000 people a day. We have copies of the UNESCO Courier where he's actually quoted and making that statement. And basically, if you'd like to see it, why, you can get in touch with us. We'd be glad to send it to you. You must understand this is real. Certainly Bertrand Russell, in his book, The Impact of Science on Society, on page 103, talks about this and basically says, you know, we can't kill off enough people with wars. What we need is a major epidemic, a major virus of some sort, and we could kill off enough people so that people could reproduce all they wanted to, and we wouldn't end up with too many people in the world. Basically, these people believe they have the God-given right to actually determine who will live and who will die. And people, as I say, Prince Philip, had the consort of the Queen of England, had said that when he dies, he hopes he comes back as a virus so he can actually help with, of course, the elimination of the population. These people are deadly, deadly, deadly serious. And of course, Savannah brings a lot of this out very, very well.
And it's not to say that when somebody says that he wants to kill you, you have to take him very seriously. And people don't realize what these people really have in mind. I told you, the left is the old paradigm, war for oil. No, actually, it's war for no oil. Okay? They are using our army. They invade Iraq. And then what? For what the reason? Oh, to avoid Iraq to export oil. So the main problem with the oil magnates and the Seven Sisters, it was not finding new sources of oil, but hiding and disguising and avoiding these sources of oil to be exploited, because they don't want us to be living in an industrialized world. They was to make us live in medieval times. And this is what Agenda 21 is in mind. If you decode what it really is the industrialization, this sustainability. Is actually a deindustrialization. And then some people ask, but why, if they need us, because they need to us as consumers. Well, that again is an old paradigm. They don't need us anymore. They can have electronic slaves. They don't need us. And this is the sad reality. And in my study, I have realized that there is an invisible government of the United States. What we have in Washington D.C. is an empty cage of clowns and puppets. There's nothing going on. Smoke and mirrors. The real government is in Manhattan at the Harold Pratt House.
And because Servando makes the point, we have an invisible government. We have a visible government. We have an invisible government. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. This is an excellent book. I Dare Call It Treason. And basically, he goes into the background, who the people are in the Council on Foreign Relations, how they control the military and the media, how they have their people actually, of course, holding these think tanks all the time and establishing some disastrous policies, which have resulted certainly in the deaths of millions of people, hundreds of millions of people throughout the world. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair, as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America. Beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with moon.
Kind of makes you think of Blake, doesn't it? Makes you think of a lot of things. We're going to be in this yet, Mom.
Hello, son.
Hi, Mom. Hello, darling.
Hear some?
Brand new, first time in the air.
Brand new, my eye. You know, I threw that song out of Yip Yip Yap Bang 22 years ago. Sounds better now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Savander Gonzalez. We're talking about his book, I Dare Call It Treason, and I think it's an important book. We are going to carry it. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And since Savando makes up the idea and presents it very convincingly, and I agree with him, but then, of course, the electoral process is pretty much fraudulent, that these people control both political parties, that they buy and sell politicians. Not only that, but they kill people who get in their way. He's got a section, and starting on page 24 of his book, where he talks about all the assassinations of presidents, president's brother, like Bobby Kennedy, people like Martin Luther King, just a list of so many people who've been assassinated, and they get away with it. Who is going to hold them to it? These are the people who are above the law because, of course, they control the wealth of our nation. Go right ahead, Servando.
Yeah, this is a, what I'm bringing is a totally new approach to this subject that some people still call conspiracy theory. In this book, I prove that it's not a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy, period. It's a true conspiracy. And I bring all the facts in a long chronology in the, I call it a chronology of treason. It's the part two of the book. And the first part is the CFR conspiracy by their critics and apologists. And the second part of this, part two is the, CFR in the words of the and deeds of its member. But I think that the last book about the monography about the cancer formulation was written 25, 30 years ago. There were several books about the cancer formulation, 5 or 6. But those books were academic, aesthetic book. And then they depart from the wrong principle that the people at the Council of Foreign Relations were just an American elite, a ruling class. Well, no. This is not a ruling class. This is not an elite. This is something worse because a ruling class, even when they are tyrants, okay? And then I don't think that Batista in Cuba or Trujillo in Santo Domingo or Somoza in Nicaragua, they wanted to destroy the country, okay? There were politicians, there were liars, there were thieves, corrupt, but they didn't want to destroy the country because they felt and sensed themselves as Cubans or Nicaraguans or Dominicans. But these people, they don't see themselves as Americans. It's not an American ruling class. These are internationals. And the main thing that they want to destroy is the sovereignty of the United States. And fusing the United States first with Canada and Mexico in the North American Union, and then the American Union from Alaska to Patagonia, European Union style. Luckily, their plans are not are facing some bumps on the road. Luckily for us, in this book, I deal with the CFR in a totally different fashion. In the Council of Foreign Relations, what is it? I say the CFR is many things. It is a millionaires' club, a communist fascist party in power, an intelligence agency, a think tank, a criminal gang, an association of assassins and mass murderers, a cabal of sociopaths and psychopaths, a cult involved in the occult, and a pirate.
And that's the important thing, because most people don't understand the strong occult background behind this. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Actually, Savando has one of my favorite quotations in here. It's basically came out of all places, the Washington Post. It was written by Richard Harwood, who is actually the editorial page editor of the Washington Post, and basically, suddenly, before he was forced into retirement, they really had to publish this. I mean, he wrote it. He was the editorial page writer. But basically, of course, they would never give me a copy. Fortunately, I do have a copy. We'll make it available to anybody who wants it. But talking about the Council on Foreign Relations, he said, some people have characterized the Council on Foreign Relations as nothing more than a millionaire's club of the Eastern establishment, but the CFR is much more than a millionaire's club. And this is what Richard Harwood wrote. He said it's the nearest thing we have to a ruling establishment in the United States. The president is a member, so is the secretary of state. The deputy secretary of state, all five of the undersecretaries, several of the assistant secretaries, and the Department of Legal Advisors, the president's national security advisor and his deputy are members. The director of the Central Intelligence Agency, like all previous directors, and the chairman of the Foreign Intelligence Advisory Board are members. We'll be right back.
Prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. It's a hell here on earth in some city schoolyard. When bullets and birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger for good news and heroes, but good news is no news, so all of the heroes are gone. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stop.
stick us and bleed us and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take stick us and bleed us and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Evander Gonzalez. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And this is one of the best books I've ever read on the Council on Foreign Relations and the fact that they really do control both political parties, the military, certainly the banking system, the corporate system, the educational system, our religious system, our media, our foundations. They largely control every aspect of our country. And the fact that nobody really talks about this or dares talk about it simply reflects the fact that they kill people who get out of line. They killed President Kennedy. They killed his brother. They killed Martin Luther King. They've killed certainly a number of people down through the years. And they are above the law because, of course, they're able to kill people and assassinate them without any concern of being caught. And if they are caught, you can be sure they'll get off. I mean, people like Prescott Bush indicted for helping the Nazis. If you doubt that, go up on the internet. Just look up, Google in Prescott Bush and indictment for helping Nazis. Who is Prescott Bush? He's the grandfather of George W. Bush. He's the father of George Herbert Walker Bush, indicted for helping the Nazis. Why wasn't that ever brought out during the presidential campaign? Because the media is controlled, ladies and gentlemen. The media is controlled in America. And most of what you think you believe and know and feel really isn't true. Well, I guess Evander Gonzalez, our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. He has an excellent section just on all the people they've assassinated, and certainly not all of them, but people that you certainly know that they'd killed, and some of them I've actually interviewed, and they killed them. One of them ended up shooting himself in the head twice to make sure he was dead. And yet, after being shot in the head twice, he was declared to be a suicide. I number 1-888-24-LIBERTY 464-8295. Servando, do you have a website or anything you'd like
to get my out? Website is www.servandogonzalez, Servando S-E-R-V like in Victory A-N-D-O, Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-C, all lowercase, just one word, servandogonzalez.org. And there you can find articles in Spanish and English and a lot of my videos that you are also selling. And it's important in this, I think this is a revolutionary book in the sense that I am calling for no less than overthrowing the government of the United States. That is what I'm asking in this book, that we need to overthrow the government of the United States. But I'm not talking again about these clowns in Washington DC. This is not the government. We need to overthrow the invisible government of the United States. And this is the problem, that people don't see what the real danger, who the real enemy is. There is a book that is a classic in intelligence and espionage, written 500 years BC by a Chinese general, Sun Tzu, The Art of War, that he says that only the one who knows his enemy like himself will win all the battles. And people have been brainwashed by the right and the left to believe that this is a political thing, that is the Obama is bad because he's a Democrat, and Bush was bad because he was a Republican. No, they are all the same. There is a continuation of government. There is no such thing as administration. There is the same government. And this government that is just a facade is controlled by, those are the puppets that are controlled by the true invisible government, that is its visible head is the Council on Foreign Relations, an organization whose members of the inner circle, most of them are not even Americans, they are international bankers. And these people are controlling our lives, they control our army, they control the CIA, that they have always, since the 30s, they got control of the State Department, they control everything. So how we have allowed this to happen? And now is survival. They want to kill us. That is their goal, to kill us and destroy us economically, what we are seeing. Do you think that that what is happening, the economy is falling apart because of random acts of... No, this is a plan. This has been conceived in a plan, probably conceived in detail in one of their very secret think tanks, like the RAND Institution or the Tavistock Institute in London or the Stanford Research Institute in Palo Alto, where they make all this, the Hudson Institute, where they made all these crazy plans. These people are psychopaths. They are crazy. But they are in command, and they have immense power and lots of money.
Well, let me just, ladies and gentlemen, you say that these things couldn't be true. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it was earlier this week. Was it this week or last week? No, it was last week when I interviewed Peter Pry off the air. I did a Saturday program, pre-recorded a Saturday program. But Peter Pry was 30 years in Washington, D.C., worked for various government agencies. About 10 years, he headed the commissions that studied the danger of an electromagnetic pulse attack. He was the executive director of several of those commissions. And basically, we were talking, I asked him, is there any country in the world that is prepared for an electromagnetic pulse attack? He said, yes, both Russia and China have hardened, so they would survive an electromagnetic pulse attack. We would not, if we were to have one within 6 months to a year, up to 90% of the population would be dead. As many as 90% of the population would be dead. Ladies and gentlemen, those are the figures that Ted Turner and others have used. Want to get our population down by 90%. What was really so interesting then, I said, well, you know, how would the Russians protect themselves? And he was telling me about a mountain that they have over there. They've hollowed the whole of this mountain out so that actually hundreds of thousands of people would be able to go into these massive hidden cities, underground cities, fully stocked and fully air-conditioned and prepared for large numbers of people to actually remain there until the danger is past, until the chaos is quieted down. And they have all sorts of similar preparations for the Russian people. The Russian people will survive what's happening. But what you don't understand, although you can go up on the internet and check it out, is that we have underground facilities in America. But they're not for you and I and your children and your relatives. They're for the elite. And they have one up here in Northern California around Santa Rosa. Suddenly I talked to a gentleman who actually evaluated that. He actually was the editor, I think, of the paper in Sonoma, as I remember. But we used to have them on fairly frequently. And basically, they have them all across the country, Denver Airport, and elsewhere.
And abroad.
They're prepared for themselves. Go ahead, Sarandu.
Yeah, and abroad, they have these facilities, underground facilities, also in Brazil. And now they have been frantically buying land and making strange construction on the ground in Patagonia.
That's right. We, of course, we know the Bushes bought 200,000 acres down there in Paraguay. And for them, so why did they want that? Because they know it's coming down the line.
Well, now that you mentioned that, this is very, very interesting. This guy, Morris Strong, he bought some land in the border of northern New Mexico, Colorado, and then a big, they call it a ranch, Vaca Grande. And then after he bought a lot of land, he discovered that underground is the largest aquifer in the United States. Well, in the 20 years ago, a Libyan archaeologist, a geologist looking for oil in southern Libya, in the desert, they found the largest aquifer in Africa. That was in Libya. And they began a plan to bring this water to the coast. And then when the first part of the plan was ready, he was planning, the president of Egypt was there, and he was going to share the water. And then he mentioned in a speech, well, this is a, these people will try to kill me to stop this plan. Well, came the thing in Libya. And it's interesting because Bush bought this tract of land in the border of Paraguay and Brazil. And this underground is the largest aquifer in South America. They are controlling the next oil that is meant to be water. Water is going to be very scarce in the future, and they want to control water the same way that they have a monopoly on oil. But they, you're right, they plan to survive this. They can use any pretext, provoke the Russian, a fake attack on Russia, and then the Russian retaliate. Unfortunately, the retaliation was going to be in the whole American country. So we are going to suffer. These are very dangerous times, very dangerous. And this was happening in Washington, D.C., the IRS, the Benghazi attack. This is all smoke and mirrors. This is not important. This is to hide what is really going on. You see what happened in Boston. In Boston, openly, we became overnight with the pretext of catching two alleged terrorists. We became overnight a Nazi Germany. The tanks on the street, the soldiers dressed in black, getting people out of their homes with their hands over their head, and the hawk, like Nazi Germany. This is a people don't see that. This is a very, very dangerous time. I saw this happening in Cuba, and this is like a curse. It's like a nightmare. It's happening again in my life. It's too much. I suffer exactly the same thing in Cuba.
Well, I think I would ask the people, of course, Savannah was talking about what happened after the Boston Marathon bombing. And then, of course, they were trying to track these two young men down. I remember it was Friday evening. I was watching Walk Center, Brian Williams' program. And he said, oh, suddenly there's a shootout going on. And basically, we can show you what it is. The government's providing us with these. And there were two purple blobs that they put up on the screen, one supposedly the two boys firing, and then basically there would be dots on the screen when they fired, the two boys firing hundreds of shots at the police, and then on the other blob, hundreds of shots being fired back, and suddenly all you saw was the dot when they actually shot. Well, the truth of the matter was the boys, so heavily armed, actually had one pistol with limited ammunition and one knife. That's all they had. And basically what they showed on television that night was a lie. Why would they have done that? And then, of course, they told us that the young man tried to commit suicide by shooting himself in the throat. Then they had to admit that he didn't have a gun. So how did he shoot himself in the throat if he didn't have a gun? Ladies and gentlemen, they lied and they lied and they lied. I don't know what happened in Boston. I don't know how many people were crippled there. I do know that the Jeff Bauman pictures, if you haven't read, something gone up on the internet, and put in Jeff Bauman, Stanley Monteith, you'll find hundreds of references to a program I did where I just commented that the initial picture of Jeff Bauman sitting in the wheelchair, he had a left below the knee amputation. And then, of course, all the subsequent pictures, he had bilateral above the knee amputations. How could that possibly have been? Basically, his leg was well healed, low below the knee amputation, on the left with a piece of bone sticking out. And that was a staged picture, no question at all. And suddenly you just go up on the internet and type in Jeff Bauman pictures, look at them all, look at the left leg, below the knee amputation, then the day of the injury, and after that, above the knee amputation. Why would you actually stage pictures if what we were getting wasn't true? And why would they put that thing on Rock Center about the shootout when it didn't take place that way? And why would they tell us this young man shot himself in the throat when he didn't have a gun? And then, of course, we're now here we find him telling at least his lawyer, why am I being held? We didn't have anything to do with the bombing. And yet we're told he had confessed. He confessed a couple of times. Did he confess or didn't he? Are they possibly trying to confuse us? Are they playing games with our mind? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest, Servando Gonzalez, a very important book. I call it Treason, the Council on Foreign Relations and the Betrayal of America. Then, Servando, you have all of these, the dates of the things that happened on subsequent dates and their importance. Would you like to talk about that?
Yeah, I told you I made a chronology, what I call a chronology of treason, and then you see beginning before the creation of the Council for Relations 1921, from 1921, where everything that we see, population control, depopulation, deindustrialization, control of the education, everything is there, and you see that many things that have been attributed to American presidents, okay? The Great Society, Johnson, Woodrow Wilson, the League of Nations, all these things have been planned, detailed, and created at the Council on Foreign Relations and passed to the president, okay? Marshall Plan, everything, nothing. Those presidents have been puppets. And the two, I think that the only two presidents since the Second World War, probably since before, that have not been fully in their hands have been John F. Kennedy and Ronald Reagan. And they killed Kennedy. And they tried to kill Reagan. Apparently the plan was to kill Reagan and then George Bush, the elder, would have been the de facto president. He was the vice president. But then they failed. The assassination attempt failed. And then Reagan, I'm not pro-Reagan, I'm not pro-Kennedy, I'm not pro-any politician, and they are not saints. They were just politicians. But I think that none of them, Kennedy or Reagan, hated this country. Reagan or Kennedy didn't want to destroy this country. Okay? They loved this country, both of them, on their mistaken way in some cases. But they did not control, and then they made some things better. But one they killed, the other one they tried to kill him, but failed. But the rest have been totally puppets, all of them, Carter, Bush, Clinton, the second Bush, Obama, that is not a member, but keep in mind that this organization has secret members. It's a known fact that they have secret members. And it seems that the next president is going to be Hillary Clinton.
Well, we hope and pray that's not true. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, Obama is simply a front. We always blame Obama. We point out that he's a Muslim. He's admitted to being a Muslim, but basically it is not Obama. Obama does what he's told, and if they didn't, why, they'd send him on a trip to Dallas. This is the way the world really works. And if you read this book, and we are going to be offering it, you can get it by calling our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We have it in stock. I Dare Call It Treason by Servando Gonzalez, a very important book that will help you to convince others about what's really going on. We'll be back in a moment. Well, Servando, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program. Go right ahead.
Yeah, just I was telling you, I've been working hard in this book to be the self-imposed deadline. I've written 4 books in the last 4 years, and A Psychological Warfare, The New World Order, then a small one about Obamania, the new puppet and his master, another one in Spanish that was like a Spanish version of the previous one that they called the CIA, Fidel Castro, the Bogotas from the New World Order, the secret war against Latin America, and now this one. I've been hurrying this book, working fast, because I think that we are running out of time. We need to react and stop these people, or they're going to kill them, us. They're going to kill us. This is their plans. They're going to kill us and reduce the survivors, as I say, to pre-industrial levels of consumption, medieval serfs. That is the new world order. And luckily, it seems that they have having some bumps in the road. They never calculated the power of the internet. And you know, the next day about this school shooting that Obama used to try to pass gun control laws, people run to the gun stores and go everything there. And next day after the Boston shooting, the same thing happened. So people are voting with their feet, as we say. So people are don't believing this brainwashing that come from these people in Washington, D.C., that most of them are members of the Council on Foreign Relations. Now people, most people now have realized, have discovered that there is a Council on Foreign Relations, because that organization, such an important organization, was totally kept in the dark. There is in a meeting of the Bilderberg in Baden-Baden, Germany, and Nelson Rockefeller thanked the mainstream members of the American press there, New York Times, Washington Post, Los Angeles Times, thanked them for keeping their mouth shut and not talking, never mentioned the Council on Foreign Relations. That's David Rockefeller. Okay, so it's not a conspiracy. It's not that we are paranoid, even though there is a saying that even paranoid have enemies. So it's a fact. It's a fact. These people have been conspiring in the shadows behind our
I'm going to have to interrupt you, Savando. We're out of time. Good night. God bless.
Good night.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. That was Dr. Savando Gonzalez. His book is very important, and you can get it through us. We think it's well worthwhile getting a lot of great information. And basically, you can get it. The book is called I Dare Call It Conspiracy by Savando Gonzalez. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope, of course, that you want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will help you to put everything into its proper perspective, although Savando does bring out the occult foundation of this whole movement. And it's to understand the spiritual forces behind this move towards world government. Very little makes sense. Of course, Savando very strongly presses this idea that they really want to kill off most of the people in the world, and I really believe that is absolutely true. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want us to understand that there is a genocidal agenda behind what's going on. And that's, of course, why they will not allow effective cancer treatments in America. Why certainly the longevity of cancer patients with solid tumors has not increased in the last 50 years. Why certainly you can go south of the border and get effective treatment. You're not going to get it here. They're using cancer, ladies and gentlemen. You probably have a cell phone. Did you realize, of course, that it promotes brain tumors? Did you realize, of course, that if you carry it on your belt or on your pocket, that it will decrease the male sperm count 50%? And as far as women are concerned, it'll decrease their fertility. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know about these things. But fortunately, you don't have to take my word. You can go up on the internet. You have to understand that Gonzalez makes this, Savando makes this point. They're poisoning the water. They're poisoning the air. They're poisoning the food. This is not imaginary. There's aluminum. All of a sudden, it's been added to jet fuel, and you just suddenly go up on the internet and type in on your search engine aluminum jet fuel aluminum. You'll find out that they are adding aluminum to the jet fuel, and of course they also use that in what they're spraying. You have to separate contrails from chemtrails, but contrails are certainly far different today than they were 20 or 30 years ago because of what they've specifically added to the jet fuel. They know what they're doing. They don't want you to know. They don't want you to know that they're poisoning the water with sodium fluoride, which actually increases the level of lead in your blood, but 6 times the amount of lead in the blood of blacks, of whites. They know exactly what they're doing, which is why one in every three young black men, 21 to 31, is in prison, probation, or parole. And this happens in the areas where they fluoridate the water with hydrofluorosilicic acid, which increases the level of lead. And these young men are getting a lead encephalopathy. And you say, that couldn't be true. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Roger Masters' work, Roger Masters at Dartmouth. It's all up on the internet. If you can't get it, we'll be glad to provide it for you. You need to get Cervando's book. I dare call it conspiracy. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk, Fluoride, The Hidden Agenda, and get the syllabus that goes with it. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, I should mention that certainly the things are rather tight, and with Radio Liberty at the present time, we are certainly having some problems financially, as many of the people are. We went to a big meeting this last weekend where we ordinarily would do quite well, and certainly it was a very disappointment because a lot of people are very concerned about what's going on, and certainly are not readily investing today and buying the books that they have in the past. So if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty or to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or to get our health products or the other products we have, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like to get one of our catalogs. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival because I'm firmly convinced that without a revival, why the American we know is going to cease to exist. But lastly, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 4 June, Tuesday, 2013. You're in the right place. Thank you so very much for joining us today, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing, and teaching, teaching, teaching. You heard from Sheriff Richard Mack yesterday saying that the time is now. There is no more, well, we need to do this. It is do it now. Getting ready, preparing, talking, teaching, and sharing with others, because there is a desire, as we all know, to want to centralize the resources of the world, to control the people of the world, to move them into two classes of people. And if you don't see this now, you never will, so you might as well listen to The View. or something else that entertains you, because you won't get it if you don't see it now. If you're not one of those people that understands Agenda 21, what the IRS really does to you, and the IMF and Federal Reserve banking system, this probably is not the place for you unless you are a fast learner. And if you're a fast learner, well, get on board and let's do it, because the time is